This petting zoo rooster and everything else at Rockham Gardens is on the auction block. On this warm Saturday in mid-February, prospective buyers are touring the facilities. So are lifelong Arcola residents Vic and Jody Stinger, who came by to get what could be their last look at the site.
We come out here every Sunday after church for dinner on when it's open in the summertime. We don't hardly miss a Sunday. We bring our grandchildren out here and sit on the gristmill horse and get their names carved and all of that stuff.
The Stingers say Alvin Yoder bought the land nearly 50 years ago with the intent of creating a family atmosphere.
He was just a positive thinker and a good guy. He and his wife had a basic philosophy that everything somehow or another works out.
You remember who the man was that built this, honey?
Arthur Martin.
I say this has been here since I was a little girl.
In the 1940s, Arthur Martin's rock garden, just outside Arcola city limits, became a public attraction somewhat by accident. What started as Martin's hobby soon turned into a tourist destination. Alvin Yoder's son Alan says his father had tried his hand at several trades when he approached Martin in the late 50s about buying his property.
He was basically a farmer, but over the years he had known Mr. Martin, and he had talked with him about, you know, making this an attraction. And Dad got interested in it, and he went out to see Knox Berry Farm and some of those places. It's been around a long time.
In 1958, Rockham Gardens opened as a tourist facility, gradually adding stores, an Amish home, and buggy rides. As the park grew over the years, it added to the draw of Amish communities like Arcola and Arthur and Sullivan nearby. Alvin Yoder died in 1993, and Alan and his brother Dale continued the operations, adding a few attractions and shows. But Dale says things slowed down the past 4 years, and both brothers agreed late last year that it was time to move on.
It's just a little tougher nowadays, and we're just not as young as we used to be either, and it's just we have kind of some other interests that we'd like to pursue, so we decided that this is the time.
The Yoders, who now want to focus on the two furniture shops and restaurant they own, had been trying to sell Rockham Gardens the last few years, but the financial details couldn't be worked out. Instead, the theme park area, its contents, and nearly 200 acres of farmland will be auctioned off Saturday, either altogether or in three tracks. Alan and Dale estimate the total value of all their property at $1.6 million. Arcola city officials hope that whoever buys the facility will keep it going. Arcola Mayor Larry Ferguson says local businesses, including motels, gas stations, and shops, rely on those visitors for a portion of their income. The area's Amish population depends on tourism as well. With limited farmland available in the area, the Amish have turned to other trades, making furniture and selling crafts. Stella Eads operates the Illinois Amish Interpretive Center in Arcola.
In that respect, the Amish are looking forward to possibly keeping things like Rock Home going or keeping the Interpretive Center. And they come to us and ask us if they can do tours or help out in some area in that way because, once again, it is an income for them.
But just before Rockham Gardens goes up for auction, Alan and Dale Yoder are hearing all kinds of other ideas from potential owners. Proposals range from that of a Decatur church wanting to purchase the content for the purpose of moving it to its own grounds to a number of farmers interested in the acreage. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.